around the world, 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 around the world. Good morning. This is Jack, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Another episode of the summer series, Jingle Heaven, or whatever you want to call it now. And starting off with some Fever Ray, with Seven from their self-titled album, Fever Ray, the debut. Not an artist I've listened to a ton, and I definitely mean to more, especially after hearing such great things about their most recent album. For this show, I've got a lot of, not a lot of it, but a decent amount of these Scandinavian singers, and you know, I'll probably end up throwing some Molly Nilsson in here too, just to round it out. But to follow up the Fever Ray, I've got another Swedish artist here, Stina Nordenstam, and I've played some of her stuff on the show before. But I was trying to get into just the other stuff she's done, because I had really only listened to Dynamite and that, you know, album with the long. And she closed her eyes. It's not that long of a name. But yeah, this is from her album The World Is Saved from 2004. This is Get On With Your Life. Thank you.
see someone I knew.
I'm just gonna pause here. I'll just go over those two songs first. That was Beyond My Control by Anya Garbarek, and before that was Get On With Your Life by Stina Nordenstam. And I apologize for accidentally skipping to a different song. My laptop cursor is, I guess touchpad, I'm not sure what you'd call it. I need to just plug in a mouse or something. But pretty good song. Anya Garbarek is the daughter of Jan Garbarek, who is a saxophone player from Norway who's closely linked with the ECM label that I am a fan of. And his daughter is one of those sort of like pop nepo babies who just gets all the best people to produce and collaborate with her. one of her albums is... who is it produced by? It's featuring Robert Wyatt. She collaborated with Robert Wyatt like several times. I gotta find out who it's produced by. It was somebody I was very shocked to see. I'll look it up in the meantime when I play the next song. But it reminded me of... I guess I'll switch on the order here. Yeah, it reminded me of someone like Charlotte Gainsbourg, who is, of course, the daughter of Serge Gainsbourg, the famous French pop singer. And she, when she started releasing her own music, she, like, she got, like, every famous British, like, chamber pop musician to do work for her. And more, actually. I mean, she had, like, Jarvis Cocker and the guy from the Divine Comedy working on her stuff. And I was going to play this song, Heaven Can Wait, which is her collaboration with Beck. So yeah, I'll do that, and then I'll get back to the Scandinavian set, I guess. But yeah. Oh, I want to take the time to read a PSA, so I don't forget. So this is the public transit versus walking PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. This is very true, especially in my recent T experiences. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk when you want to go... where you want to go, instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time, and that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I guess I also want to say on a day like this, I don't know if I would recommend walking everywhere. It's maybe too hot for that. Oh, so I just hit the microphone with the binder. Okay, well, back to the music. This is Heaven Can Wait by Charlotte Gainsbourg and Beck.
Oh, him. It really surprised me. He put me in a bathtub, made me squeaky clean.
Well, that was the end of the first half of the show, focusing heavily on Swedish and Scandinavian singers and artists, with the exception of Charlotte Ginsberg, who was merely related thematically because of her Nepo baby status. But yeah, in that last portion there, we had Deus by the Sugar Cubes, obviously. Icelandic artist featuring Björk on vocals. And before that was Molly Nilsson, who I think is interesting, very minimalist, kind of hard to listen to sometimes, not beating the boring accusations sometimes. But I really like her first album, and it has Hey Moon on it, the song that John Mouse famously covered. But that song, Won't Somebody Take Me Out Tonight, it's a great one. Not too much to say about it otherwise, but I'm going to start the second half of the show off with a short one here. This is the first version of the song that was released. This is Witchy Taito by Everything Is Everything, arranged by Jim Pepper, who was a saxophone player. This is the only song, I don't know which version charted, but it's the only song to chart that was based on a Native American chant, which is kind of interesting, especially considering that it went on to, like, it's just existed in so many forms. Like, this release is sort of soft 70s music. It's, well, actually, it's from 1969, but then there's, like, you know, almost yacht rock versions. There's, like, jazz fusion versions. It's very versatile. I mean, it's the title of a Jan Garbarek album, so that's even, you know, relating back to Anya there. But yeah, so then got some more stuff after that, but yeah, I hope you enjoy the second half.
What a spirit feeling springing round my head, makes me feel glad that I'm not dead. Witchy tan tan, give me a rub, or a nickel, hey, nay, hey, nay, no one. Witchy tan tan, give me a rub, or a nickel, hey, nay, hey, nay, no one.
Yeah, so very brief one there. I don't really know how to transition into something else. So I was, you know, I still really wanted to play it on here. So I guess it could just be a standalone song like that. I also have no idea how the original production was supposed to sound, because I feel like something was definitely lost in digitization. I don't know. It just sounds wrong. But I don't really know anything about that side of things. Jim Pepper version's very good too, but that was his band, Everything is Everything. So we can move on here. Got a couple like 90s trip hoppy things, and then, yeah, I don't know what order to go in. I think in the meantime, when I'm looking for how to set it up, I'm just gonna go with some go-betweens as always. I did mean to play this song originally, so I'm not just, I'm just making it up as I go, but yeah, this is one of my favorite go-between songs, so never a bad time for that.
The current is strong, a boat can go lost. In South America, and I'm looking for something rather special. Yes, there he is. It's the sea elephant, and a big fella too. About 18 inches from tip to tail. That downturned snout's nearly 18 feet long. Thank you.
bum 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 sunset is off the scale. It is off. And I was like,
we got a day made for sailing. We got a day that'll take it away. So we're far from home. Here comes a wrong right now. Don't lead us. How come the wind's always in our backs?
I guess we were wrong.
Right, so come to the last song here. That was The Universe by Roisin Murphy. That's a single from earlier this year. Before that was Be Thankful for What You've Got by Massive Attack, classic. And before that, I launched unexpectedly into A Tune for Jack by Lemon Jelly, which took over from Bye Bye Pride. It's that sensitive clicking on this laptop. I've really just gotta start using a mouse. But in the couple minutes I have left, I'm going to see how much of Land of My Dreams, the version by Anna Domino, I can get into. But yeah, thank you so much for listening.